Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
One of the amazing things about our world is the fact that we know so little about some things which are so very important. We just take those things for granted, not understanding how very important they are to our survival. Light is a typical example. What is light? You may answer, well, that's easy. Light is, When you stop and think about it, a definition of light from either a scientific or a practical viewpoint isn't necessarily easy. People once thought that light was something that traveled from your eye to an object, then back again. And they believed that if anything blocked the rays from the eye, the object couldn't be seen. In 1666, the English scientist Sir Isaac Newton started shedding light on the nature of light when he discovered that white light is really made up of many colors. About the same time, a Dutch physicist contended that light consists of waves. He proposed a wave theory to explain the behavior of light. Christian Huygens' theory held up for about a century. Then, in 1864, the English physicist James Clerk Maxwell proposed the mathematical theory of electromagnetism, which became the basis of modern scientific data. However, the scientific definitions aren't completely satisfactory. Say, for example, if your house lights go out and you find yourself in a very dark room, you're not satisfied with the theory. You want a match or a flashlight. Forget the theory. That's the way many are today. Regardless of the explanations, they just want light in their lives. Simply stated, light falls into three categories. Natural light is the sun, moon, and stars. Artificial light, which is another form of energy. And spiritual light. The Bible has a lot to say about light and what it does to darkness. John, writing the introduction to his gospel, pictures Jesus Christ as the light of the world who came into a world of darkness. John says the true light is Jesus Christ, who gives spiritual illumination to every person. Christ himself said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." One of the most practical definitions of light is simply that it embraces the cessation of darkness. But actually, that definition doesn't hold water scientifically. But in simple terms, it does describe the impact of Jesus' life in the world. Incidentally, he was not the first to talk about light in a spiritual sense. Others before him had described the world as in a spiritual darkness, but none of them had ever been so bold as to say, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't walk in darkness, you will have the light of life." From a pragmatic standpoint, either Jesus Christ was a deceiver and he was deceived himself, or else he brought something into this world that gives us purpose in life and direction. If you doubt that spiritual darkness enshrouds the world today, I'd like you to look over my shoulder as I read some of the letters that come to my desk. Few thinking people would deny the fact that spiritual darkness is as real as the darkness that shrouds the planet on a moonless night when a storm covers the stars overhead. How about it, friend? Have you discovered the light that Christ can bring to a life? Remember, he said, "I am the light of the world," and that you can discover for yourself.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.